Heavenly Father, we pray now that through your Holy Spirit, you work in our minds and hearts so we could be transformed and renewed by your grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Like Daniel has said, it's a privilege for us to be again in Poynton at St. George's, sharing with you all. And I want to share this morning some kind of testimony of my own life that I learned through my life. Always I was talking from the perspective of my character, quite strong, but I needed to learn to be humble and to rely just on God. Years ago, when I came just to England, I can't remember the year exactly, but I was in a train. That was what I used to do, trying to reach every place and church. I saw an advert of a beautiful car. And the advert said, with two arrows, this is the comfort zone for your life. The place where you could feel just relaxed. Came to my mind that we always want to find ways to feel relaxed, at comfort, pleased. And this is what the Bible teaches about us, that our strong desires of our soul is just to find ways to be satisfied. Paul wrote in the book of Galatians, what Alec have read, that to live by the Spirit, I say, do not gratify the desire of the flesh, for what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit. The interesting word, the desires or the strong desires of the flesh have a different meaning on the Greek word. The Greek word for desire is epithomi or epithomai. That is a mix of two words. As a doctor, I could say that epithomi or thomai is related to our humor or your feeling. And the best word, perhaps in English, I am not a professor of English, I'm just a learning, so my apologies about that, but is the word longing. We have a strong longing for or desires for pleasure, well-being, gratifying our flesh to feel comfortable. This is the deepest part of our flesh that is desiring, longing for. It's very interesting that Paul uses in different letters the same word. In the book of Ephesians, he used twice the desire of the flesh or desire of our soul that was right on the past, but no more now. The people of Israel, in the meantime, they were walking through the desert, had the same strong desires. In the book of Numbers chapter 11 said that the rebel among them had a strong craving, and the Israelite also wept again and said, if only we have meat to eat. Almost like the Argentinian people, no? Craving for beef. But the interesting thing is we remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, cucumbers, melon, leeks, onions, garlic, but now our strength dry up and there is nothing. If you take the time to read this, the history of the people of Israel, there were always desire and longing to satisfy their flesh. Perhaps some people remember in the book of Exodus asking Moses for water. We are thirsty. And they have a distorted vision of the reality. They have saw God working in their lives. But now they are craving for beef, for meat, for water. We are thirsty. Moses, what are you doing? We have nothing. This is the way we satisfy our flesh. I would like to just imagine three rings. The external ring is just the casual needs or the superficial needs we are always longing for. More comfort, a new TV, a new car, a new house, a new computer, and everywhere. This is the same in our country. It's not different in there. Poor and wealthy people are longing for more. The superficial needs, like the people of the Israelites. Craving, weeping, unbelievable. Weeping for beef, meat, please, Moses. What are you doing? We have nothing. Just manna. It sounds like our children. Oh, again rice that? Oh, again this? But there is another ring. The middle ring is how we relate with others. We relate from our needs. The people of the Israelite, the people of Israel, relate to Moses as a provider. What, Moses, are you doing to satisfy our needs? What are you doing to help me? We are always asking for something. Just we think that the other peoples are all providers. They need, they should, they must provide what I need. But the inner ring, what Paul is talking in Galatians chapter 5, the inner ring is God himself. The normal Christian life starts by the inner. We go from outside, inside. If we have first everything provided, we believe in God. We go to church. We read the Bible. But what happened in difficult times? What happened when we are not, or we have been not provided? The inner things. Do we remember the words in the Gospel of John today? From the deepest part of your soul. What happened? rivers of living water if we live by the Spirit. Believing God is not just a concept. It's not a way of thinking. I was amazed because when we just arrived, we saw this sheet of paper, passion for life, passion for serving. But I want to encourage you to have a passion for God, thirsty for God. I have the passion of to be with God every morning. What do you have to say? What is your will for today? I want to be a blessing for others. I would like to finish with a psalm. The psalms are very interesting about being thirsty for God. And there was a man who wrote a psalm. Please, if you have time today, read it slowly. It's Psalm 73. Not all the psalms have been written by David. Asaph was a priest at the house of the Lord. And during that morning, he got up, started walking, and thinking, I am very tired of serving the Lord at the house. I am poor, I have nothing, I am struggling, it's difficult, the people are always asking things to me. And he was looking at the surrounding area and he saw wealthy people, people who have joy. They were enjoying, from his perspective, their lives. But at some point, he wrote something very interesting. He said, at the end of the psalm, when my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was stupid and ignorant. I was like a brute beast toward you. Perhaps a strong word saying from himself that. But his longing were to have what others want to have. But at the end of the psalm, he wrote, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me with honor. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. Could we say that? This was the question for my life. Is my longing just God? Nothing care in my life, just to be thirsty of God Himself. I would like to start tomorrow morning just finding the Lord Himself. Final verse in the Gospel of John that something to remind what Jesus means for us. In chapter 4, Jesus is talking with this lady. And said, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life. So I encourage you, and I would like to say that in this postmodern world, where we are taught to seek comfort, relax, enjoyment of to be satisfied by external things, we need to seek to have a longing, deep longing for our Lord Jesus Christ, to drink from the living water, so we will be transformed, and other people who are needed outside, we also transform by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul said at the end of his letter in Galatians, the people who live in the Spirit, what they have done, they have crucified the longing of the flesh. So now they long for the living water to be a blessing for others, people. God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this morning we praise your name. And we ask that your Holy Spirit fill our hearts with the living water so we could become thirsty of you alone. We have nothing but you. Fill our hearts, fill our souls with your Holy Spirit, so it could be a blessing in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our works, in our tasks, everywhere. We could be a blessing for others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.